Are you seeking satisfaction in a substance you get by in life? Is that taking its toll on you and you want out? Your search ends here on GNCR 93.6 FM. Stay tuned for Heart to Heart with Mike Hottie, a conversation that can change your life.
Another session of Heart to Heart with myself, Mike Hartey, from the Shekinah Road to Recovery online program. This program is going to be slightly different to some that we've done in the past, and that I'm going to be dealing with part one of four-part teaching. I would encourage our listeners to stay tuned to hear this, and in the next 3 weeks that are following, you'll follow through with it. It's a series of four programs dealing with the situation that many substance abusers and addicts find themselves in. And perhaps you're in that very situation yourself, or perhaps you know a family member or a friend that is trapped in addiction. I would encourage you to take notes and prayerfully ask God to help you in your understanding your situation or your family member's situation. And these teachings are taken from our online Road to Recovery program. This program has helped many people take stock of their lives and start afresh in a new direction, all to the glory of God, who is the enabler in many individuals' lives. If you are a listener and you do not personally have any substance abuse or addictive tendencies, or your entire family is clean, sober, and serving God, then we say that is great. But listen in and take notes, as the principles apply to many behavioral patterns, especially the negative behavioral patterns that we tend to have in our lives, or some disturbing mannerisms that people might have. And I'm sure you will learn something of how to cope, even in relationships one with another. You'll certainly end up with a greater understanding of your own or your own family member's situation, and will more readily be able to cope or treat such a negativism. There's such a word as a negativism, but any negative tendency or characteristic that you might have or your family member might have, certainly this teaching will help you cope in that situation. I'd just like to remind our listeners that if you do have any comments you'd like to make or a question that you'd like to ask, you're welcome to do so on the telephone number via WhatsApp 082-789-5973. And I'd like to thank our listeners for those who have sent through comments, especially those of encouragement, and I trust I've been able to answer many of the questions that have been asked. I'll give that number again, 082-789-5973. For this teaching, this series of four teachings, we're going to be using some of the material from Dr. Bruce Thompson's book called The Walls of My Heart. This book was written in 1989, but the principles are just like God's Word. Principles are timeless, and they are applicable even today. We have used this material with his permission, personally, and his publisher's permission, at Crown Publishers. And certainly, we'd like to thank Dr. Bruce Thompson for the permission given to use this material. We have used it extensively when we had our live-in rehab center, and we've used it extensively in Module 3 of our online program. And this is some of the teachings from our online program. This first broadcast, we're going to look at the reality of the situation and identify the problem. In the second broadcast, we're going to look at rejection and how rejection has a huge role in substance abuse and personality disorders. In the third program, we will investigate how rebellion molds dependence, that's substance dependence. And in the fourth and last program, we will provide remedy. So it's the four R's: reality, rejection, rebellion, and then remedy. So with the R's rolling, let us delve into this first session. To do this effectively and to gain understanding, we need to look at the following four questions. It's a question you can ask yourself: where have I come from? And of course, I'm not meaning I've come from Kwamashu, or I've come from Phoenix, or I've come from Gauteng. I'm saying, what kind of upbringing did I have? What is my history? Was I brought up in a Christian home? Was I brought up in a home of another faith? Was I brought up in a home where there was no religious faith or any worship of anything at all. That's the thing. Where have I come from? Second question we can ask ourselves is, where am I going to? And also, as the first question, it's not where you're going to after you've listened to this program. Where are you heading in life? What is my future? What is my purpose in life? The third one is, what has value for me? This is basically, what is my philosophy of life, my belief system? Do I have one? Don't I? Lastly, how do I see God? Or what do I think of God? These are very, very important questions and factors that we need to deal with in our life. And unfortunately, when it is a combination of negativity in these questions, when we answer them in the negative, we find then there's a tendency to become dependent upon some sort of substance to carry us through. We're going to look and see how we can actually remedy that type of situation. Also going to have a look and see at what causes a person to actually start sliding into a form of addiction. I mean, dependent on a substance, even using and then abusing a substance. Now, to do this effectively, I'm actually going to ask 20 questions. If you answer yes to any of the questions, and stay tuned, you will benefit from this program and this series. This is a real self-evaluation test. Question number one, do you hold grudges or do you harbor bitter and resentful feelings towards your parents, your siblings, that's your brothers and sisters, your teachers, your children, or your workmates? Have you got a grudge? Or do you have bitter and resentful feelings towards anyone? Question number two, is there someone that you refuse to speak to, whom you have a strained relationship? You just don't want to speak to that person because you know that nothing will go right in the conversation. Number three, are you adamant that you are going to treat your children differently the way you were brought up and you were treated as a child? That is a very, very pertinent question. Many people have that. They definitely will not bring up my children the way I was brought up. If you answered yes to that, we will deal with that later. The next question, do you find yourself getting upset, even to the point of screaming or saying things or doing things out of frustration with people, because they remind you of someone from the past, one of your parents? Ooh, that's getting close, isn't it? Next question. Do you often feel empty inside, wondering what to do about the pain that you're feeling, the loneliness that you're feeling, the feelings of worthlessness, this empty feeling inside? Do you ever get? Next question. Do you sometimes feel as if you are reenacting your past, only the people are different? Many people do that and have that type of feeling. You? Do your current relationships fail to get off the ground because of fear of rejection and hurt? Do you feel you might be rejected or hurt so you don't get involved in any relationship with anybody round about you? Or do you start new relationships with good intentions but find that old patterns creep back and you end up where you began? That is very, very awkward. Do some old relationships still haunt you today? Some people live with that type of situation. Next question. Do you approach a new challenge with expectations that it will fail or you'll be disappointed? Do you keep a list of other people's wrongs against you, even if it's only just a mental list? Are you harsh and demanding on yourself and others, quick to judge faults or failures? Do you have a strong perfectionist attitude, demanding even the impossible from yourself and others? And when they fail, you find it difficult to forgive them. Are you troubled by fear or anxiety about the future? Have you ever asked yourself why you were ever born? Or what is the point of living? Do you have a problem with alcohol or drugs, overeating, gambling, shopping for things you don't really need or really want, shopaholic, pornography, or mobile phone phobia? Have you built walls around about you to keep people from getting too close to you, only to find that those very walls become your prison? Now, having done this questionnaire, how did you fare? For all our best intentions, oftentimes we find that we answer yes to some of these questions. We tend to fail in many of these areas. Why do I have a problem? You can say, how many questions did you answer in the affirmative? And this will determine how deep-rooted your personal situation or potential problem really is. Or if you are answering for somebody else and you see there's many yeses in the answers, that person might have a very serious problem. And this will show obvious many a time of how far along the road of substance dependency you or a loved one might have traveled. Why do we have a problem? Let us go right back to the beginning, where all problems began. In the book of Genesis, Adam and Eve had a perfect relationship. They had security and they had significance. Their nakedness indicated transparency between each other and between themselves and God. In Genesis 3, verse 6, after sinning, their nakedness became apparent to them. They began to point fingers at each other, began to hide from God. This is the point of the problem, and it still is today. When we try to hide from God or his presence, trouble builds up. Man was hostile to the presence of God. When we are not in right relationship with the Lord, we knowingly or unknowingly become hostile to his presence in our lives, and problems tend to arise in our own life. This hostility often manifests itself in some or one form or the other of the following: broken family relationships, unfair treatment we feel towards ourselves by others, or we treat others unfairly. Bad words are often spoken unnecessarily. Various forms of abuse, verbal and also physical, even violence. These hostilities, and there are many, many, many more, invariably cause us to experience rejection or rebellion. We rebel. And we will delve deep in the next few weeks, respectively, into the issues of rejection and rebellion. But we must remember that Jesus came and gave us the way out. He lived as a man, but with a completely different picture of himself. He taught us that through him, we can have the same. Mark John 13, verses 3 to 5. Very interesting verses. I'm going to quote it. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around about him. Here we see Christ, who thought equality with God something that was actually his own situation. Yet he came to earth, he lived as a man, and yet he came a servant to his disciples. Jesus knew who he was. He knew where he was going. If we look at verse 3 above here. It says, that he had come from God and he was returning to God. He knew where he had come from. He knew where he was going. And thirdly, from John 3, 16 and 17, he knew his purpose. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Christ knew his purpose. He came to redeem mankind to himself and to the Father God. He came not to condemn the world, save the world through his sacrificial death on Calvary. The reasons why our conditions, or the condition of those that we love and care for, who have dependency problems, prevails, that we have a lack of knowledge of what God has done for us. In Galatians chapter 5, verses 1 and verse 13, it says, it was for freedom that Christ had set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again with the yoke of slavery. We have a lack of understanding of who we are or who we can be. You must remember 2 Corinthians 5:17. This is one of our Road to Recovery's favorite verses. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Because we are not in right relationship with our Maker God, we tend to do our own thing that does not fulfill God's purposes in our lives. Neither does our lifestyle glorify him in any way. For our purposes, that is a means of introduction. For the purposes of our teaching and the roots of our teaching this afternoon, I'm going to ask you to use your imagination But we're going to go for a short music break now. When I come back, be prepared to use your imagination and have a pen and paper ready so that you can actually draw the very things that we are actually going to discuss. Stay with me. Welcome back to Heart with myself, Mike Harty. Before the music break, I asked you to get ready to use your imagination. I'd like you to imagine a plumb line. You might say, what is a plumb line? Well, it's a plumb line is like a pendulum, or it's like a piece of string with a weight at the end of it. Or we could think about a length of fishing line with a pyramid fishing sinker tied at the end of it. This string, when it's tied to the weight or this fishing line when it's tied to the sinker, when we lift the weight or the sinker off the ground, the line is taut. It's stiff. And when it's held up, the weight hanging free, it forms a perfect straight line. This is a plumb line. Builders often use it to see if a wall is straight. And we read about a plumb line in scripture. This is going to be our key scripture for this session and the sessions coming ahead. Amos 7:7. Amos, of course, is one of the prophets in the Old Testament. And the nation of Israel had actually, through moral decay, had actually wandered far away from God's perfect plan. And we're going to pick up the story in Amos 7:7. Amos is writing. He says, this is what he showed me. The Lord was standing by a wall that had been built true to plumb, with a plumb line in his hand. And the Lord asked me, what do you see, Amos? A plumb line, I replied. Then the Lord said, look, I'm setting a plumb line among my people Israel. I will spare them no longer. The nation of Israel had wandered so far away from God that he described them as a tottering wall. We read verses 8, 9, and 10. We see that the wall was totally out of line and could tumble down at any moment. And sometimes our own lives are so far from God's perfect and unique plan, his plumb line for each of us, that we ourselves are like a tottering wall, unsteady, not strong, and about to crumble. But state that God's perfect plan for our lives or the life of our family member who is struggling with addiction is that dead straight and vertical plumb line. However, we tend to sway like a clock pendulum from one side to the other. When we sway to one side, it is because oftentimes there's rejection in our lives. And if that rejection is substantial, when the pendulum sways back, it doesn't stop at the perfect vertical plan of God for our lives, but it sways out into the opposite direction. And this direction we can call rebellion. We become bitter and rebellious. If you have a pen and paper handy, draw a straight vertical line in the center of your page. Draw a little sinker or weight at the bottom of your straight line. This is the plumb line, God's perfect plan, love and acceptance. Now, draw a straight line joined at the top of your plumb line, but at an angle to the left, so that when it is the same length as the vertical plumb line, end is far away from the weight of the plumb line. So you have a line at an angle to the perfect straight perpendicular vertical line. Now, draw another line joined at the top, these other two, but angled away from the vertical plumb line to the right. When it is the same length as the plumb line, the end is quite far away from the weight. You should now have three straight lines on your page, looking like a steep pyramid. If you have not or are not able to draw it, just use your imagination. The line to the left of God's perfect plumb line of love and acceptance, we will call the line of rejection. The line on the right of God's perfect plan, the vertical line, is the line of rebellion. And when we or others live a life that is void of God, there's no care or concern or time for God in our lives, we'll find we'll tend to sway from one side to the other. And here are some facts that you can actually write into your own drawing as you have it now. or if you're making notes, you can make these notes. Rejection in our lives is often conceived by the lack of love. Because on the other side, rebellion is brought about in our lives through lust. We forcibly take love. The line of rejection is brought about in our lives mainly by fear, and we find rebellion is birthed in arrogance. Can you see the opposites that are happening here? To the left, rejection generally passive, whereas to the right, rebellion is aggressive. The swing to the left, rejection is through fear, whereas rebellion, the swing is pleasure. Rejection has a strong feeling of inferiority, low self-worth, but rebellion is always a strong willed feeling of superiority. I am better than others. Rejection in our lives will often facilitate flight. We run away, but rebellion will initiate a fight. They will stand their ground and take on all comers. Rejection can ultimately lead to suicide, and rebellion will often lead to homicide. It's taking somebody else's life. Suicide, when the person has felt completely rejected and hopeless, oftentimes they'll do away with themselves. Because rebellion is just the opposite. They will tend to do away with others, especially those who cross their path and get in their way. And we find that those folk who are involved in substance abuse, doesn't matter what it might be, whether it is alcohol, drugs, over-the-counter medication, even script medication, you find they tend to actually veer far away from God's perfect perpendicular line, God's plan of purpose, love, acceptance of ourselves. They swing away, feel rejection, or they swing away and become rebellious. And oftentimes we see in individuals' lives, especially those struggling with substance, that line will swing like a clock pendulum. It will swing from rejection to rebellion, rejection to rebellion throughout a person's life. But it never, ever stops on the vertical at God's plan, purpose for their life. I cannot see your drawing or know the picture you might have built up in your mind. Please realize that the further away we are from God's perfect plan of love and acceptance in our lives, further away the line of rejection or rebellion will be pictured. We see that this line of rejection and rebellion will be pictured far away from God's plan and purpose. And the further we are from God's plan and purpose, the more lonely we become or the more rebellious we come. When God measured the state of the nation Israel, as we read in Amos chapter 7, it will be good actually to read the whole chapter. He did it by means of illustration of plumb line. He was revealing that moral decay was the cause of the lack of applying God's standard in the nation. And he shows that the nation could collapse and be scattered by its enemies, almost like blocks in a wall that was crumbling and unsteady. The Lord continues to do that today. His word is a plumb line to our lives, that we might measure ourselves to see how and where we fit into God's plan for our lives. If your life is swayed far away from God's perfect plan, or you know a loved one who not only through addiction, but because of other issues has wandered away from the Lord, then take comfort, because no one is beyond God's perfect reach. His word tells us that he desires all to come into a knowledge of him through the finished work of Christ on Calvary. As this series unfolds, ask the Holy Spirit to illuminate truth to you, and then respond positively to the Spirit's prompting. Even now, you could start anew. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if any person comes to Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. It has been a verse of comfort and consolation to many a person who is struggling with addiction. They say, but I've struggled with this thing for so long in the past. It's just become part and parcel of my life. But it doesn't have to be going forward. When we've tried to do things in our own strength and our own way, we tend to be going down a road that Matthew describes in his gospel as the broad way, the wide way. The whole world travels on it. But he says we should actually make a detour. We should choose the narrow path that leads to eternal life. We tend to be caught up with the world mass and with the way things are going with the world, and we just go along with it. We say there's no way out, but God can give us a way out. He gives us a way of escape. The word tells us that when temptation comes, it won't be so strong that we cannot resist it. If to look to him, he will deliver us. He will make a way for it. And of course, that way through the Lord Jesus. We see that many a time, people have wandered away from God. And it's when we wander away from God, we become involved in things that we should not do. This is where addictions and the abuse of drugs often comes in, because we feel rejected by society, we feel rejected by others, we are bored, we don't know what to do with ourselves. So there's lack of love in our lives. We tend to go with the flow, get caught up in things that we shouldn't. That happens to all situations, all peoples, even Paul, the great apostle who wrote a large portion of the teaching of the New Testament. He himself said, those things that I don't want to do, I end up doing. And those things that I should be doing, I don't do. And he says, oh, woe is me, I'm a wretched man. He says, but thanks be to God who leads me by the power of his Spirit. We can come to that point as well. We don't have to be caught up doing all those things that we know are incorrect and saying those things that we know are incorrect. Going with the flow, we can actually stop and stand. So far, no further. Like Paul, he says, Christ has made a way for you. We find as well, not just rejection, but people rebel. They don't know what God's plan and purpose for their lives, so they go out and do their own thing. We find it is a form, oftentimes, of rebellion. Rebellion against God, which in turn becomes rebellion against fellow people in society. This is what we need to guard against in our lives. Because it is very, very easy when we're walking away from God, not walking in God's plan, not walking in God's purpose for our lives, when we can get caught up with the things of the world. And I know the world seems a very chaotic place today. Some people have said there's no hope for the world. Some people have given up and said there's global warming. There's this happening, there's that happening, there's wars all over the show. But God has not relinquished control. God is still there. And even as he said to Amos, the people will repent and return to me. You will see there will be salvation from the enemy. And that is our situation, as we can know a new life, a new way, even in a chaotic world. We can have peace when round about us there's chaos. We can have joy when round about us there's sad. Joy of the Lord. Being led by the Holy Spirit of God and walk in his ways, we can perform his perfect plan and purpose in our lives. We just yield to him and allow him to work in our lives. I'd like to close this program by praying a prayer with you. And it's a bit shorter than our normal programs, but certainly we'll make up for it in the rest. Remember, next program, we're going to deal with the wall of rejection. Look at many of the characteristics that make up the reasons why people feel rejected, why people end up succumbing to drugs, alcohol, and becoming addicted to these substances. And in the third week, as I mentioned, we'll look at the build-up wall rebellion. For now, let's just say, Lord, thank you for this introduction. Let's pray. Lord, forgive me for swaying away from your perfect plan for my life. In my own strength, I have struggled for so long. Now yield my life to you. Thank you, Jesus, that you came to earth, lived a sinless life, and you died a cruel death on Calvary's cross that I might be redeemed and brought back into right relationship with God. I believe you died for me. You rose again from the dead. You are seated at the right hand of God the Father. And I accept you as my Savior. And by the leading of your Holy Spirit, I will endeavor to make you Lord in my life. For too long, I have battled along without you. But I realize my need for your salvation. And I thank you. You accept me. just as I am. I thank you, Lord. Doesn't matter how far I might have gone down that road of addiction, gone down that road of substance abuse, gone down that road of misusing substances, you will still reach out and lift me up. I ask you to do that now, my life. Do a work of grace, my life, that I might more ably serve you. These things we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen, listeners. I look forward to chatting with you next week when we will look at the walls of rejection. Till then, God bless.